I'm joined in the studio here at Classical 90.5 by soprano Jamie Chamberlain. She'll be performing this week with George Mester and the Louisville Orchestra in their Boston program. That includes Maurice Ravel, Georges Bizet, Darius Milhaud, and Claude Debussy. Now, welcome, Jamie.
Hi, Ellen. Thanks for having me.
And it's good to have you here. You're performing Milhaud. Please tell us about the work.
The Milhaud Quatre Chansons de Ronsard is a wonderful set of four songs for coloratura soprano and orchestra. And they were written in 1941. Actually, Darius Milhaud was in, I think, Oakland, California when he wrote them. Mm-hmm. And they were written to evoke the voice of and for Lily Pons, who was a famous coloratura soprano of that era. And she made her Met debut, I think, in 1931. And I think it was Lucia di Lammermoor, and she was just a sensation. And so Milhaud was really inspired by her voice and wanted to set these poems by Pierre de Ronsard, which are poems about nature and kind of love and sort of those abstract things that we sing about in these types of pieces. He wanted to set them for her voice. So here I am, very, very blessed and lucky to be able to sing these pieces once again with Maestro Mester, actually.
So you've done this with the maestro before?
Yes, four, or I think maybe it was 5 years ago. We did them with the Pasadena Symphony.
Okay.
And I actually went to UCLA, so I had graduated with my master's in 2004, and yes, we did them in 2006, and it was a great experience, and it's fun to revisit pieces 5 years after having learned them, and to see how much you remember, how much you retain, how much your voice has changed as a singer, how my musicality has changed and is different. It's really fun to be singing them again.
Well, when I look back at the music of Milhaud, I remember his ballet music and like the Scaramouche Suite that kind of have elements of jazz in them.
Oh, absolutely.
That carry over in this work too?
You will absolutely hear the jazzy elements of this, especially because there's saxophone in the pieces, and it's just kind of a nice feel that it gives to them. They're classically rooted, but they're kind of looking ahead into the new era, you know. And, you know, Milhaud was one of the Les Six, the famous six French composers. And so he was minded in a very progressive way. And I think these songs really reflect that while still being classically rooted.
Well, I'm no expert in French music, although I do sense that as the 20th century went on, there was a sense of irony that showed up more and more, especially with Jean Francais and the later 20th century Frenchmen, may have started in those jazz roots there. Is there a bit of tweaking of the nose to the listener, something that is kind of almost an inside joke in the music? Or how would you describe it?
I would say they're more obvious in these pieces.
Okay.
It's more literal in these pieces, but I do know what you're talking about. You could certainly pick out any number of the intricate orchestral parts and lines and find something that he might have intended to kind of fly under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
But upon first listening, I would say that they're pretty direct in their interpretation, and they're just kind of unique and odd enough so that they don't seem completely what we would normally hear at a classical music concert.
Well, if you've just joined us, we're talking to soprano soloist Jamie Chamberlain, who will be performing with the Louisville Orchestra on Thursday morning and Friday evening. And is there a danger for interpreters of this work to be over-emotional in your approach?
Well, I would say, as the singer of these pieces, and if and when you come and hear them, you'll hear how challenging they are vocally, actually. The tessitura is extremely high and sustained, and then there's kind of sudden bursts of fast-moving notes. And you need to stay grounded as far as technically to be able to sing these pieces. These aren't pieces you can just kind of wake up in the morning, roll out of bed and sing. You know, we've got our concert at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. So I'll be up many hours before and I'm still on West Coast time. So I don't even know what day it'll be by that time. But, you know, I'll definitely be preparing, you know, but by the time I get to the performance, I like to just let go into the music. And that's where your preparation as a musician really comes into play. If you feel prepared, if you feel technically ready and sound, then you can embrace the more emotional aspect of it and the comedic aspect, because there's a comedic aspect to these pieces, especially the third song.
Well, you're obviously very early on in your career, but it seems to be something to be able to perform this work twice, since I don't personally, I'm not familiar with it. But to have the chance to perform it on the stage must not be something that happens often.
No, and I've been lucky enough to have a great relationship with George Mester, and he's been probably the most influential conductor in my career. He's definitely hired me for the most gigs. And to be able to do these pieces and to have them on my resume and kind of get those comments when I go into auditions, you know, oh, wow, you do the, you know, the Mio pieces. And it's fun. It's really fun. And it's great to be able to do something that was written for such a great singer, Lily Pons, and to be able to, you know, challenge myself to rise up to that standard, you know, that Mio had in mind.
Well, it's going to be in the right after the intermission, so that's just the perfect spot for that's the highlight piece.
Yes.
And I look forward to that. That's Jamie Chamberlain, soprano with George Mester and the Louisville Orchestra. It's part of the Trait Notes Towers Coffee Classics Thursday morning and Hilliard Lyons Classic Series on Friday evening. You can get tickets at 584-7777 or go to louisvilleorchestra.org. Jamie Chamberlain, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much, Alan.